Today is April 22nd, 2024.
Today?
Big day today.
So what are you guys planning for today?
And today is your long-lost relative's birthday, Jim.
Who's that?
Your cousin, Machine Gun.
Oh! My homie.
Machine Gun Kelly is 34 years old.
Okay. Happy birthday, cuz.
Maybe he'll get a tattoo to celebrate over the rest of the rest of his body blacked out. Yeah. Pretty aggressive with the tattoos, that guy. Amber Heard is 38 years old. You remember her from Aquaman?
Whatever happened to her?
And from pooping in Johnny Depp's bed?
Yeah, she hasn't got many roles after that one, but we'll see.
Peter Frampton is 74. 70s rock legend. Good news for Peter Frampton. This is reason to celebrate, not just his birthday, but he's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll run down the list of everyone who is going to be inducted this year coming up on the show. Jack Nicholson, still kicking at 87.
87, eh? Good for Jack. Never once ate a vegetable in his life, from what I can tell.
He's kind of slid into private life later in his years here.
I'm surprised more celebrities don't. What else is left to do for Jack Nicholson? He's done it all.
You see the odd picture of him that paparazzi will snap. Same with Clint Eastwood. I saw a picture of him. He's mid-90s now. Saw a picture of him last week, and there's some controversy because the paparazzi were following Gene Hackman around.
And he was buying darts at a convenience store?
I think he was a hot apple pie. It looked like darts, though, eh? That little
that's
box?
That's what I assumed it was. I don't know. Why else do you walk to a convenience store?
You get a coffee and an apple pie in a box, I think. But, yeah, those boys are looking old now. 46 years ago, it was this date in 1978, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd first appeared as the Blues Brothers on Saturday Night Live.
Legendary roles.
First movie, fantastic.
Second movie. I never watched the second one. With John Goodman?
Maybe now, like, that it's an old movie, too, it'll be better. But I saw it in the theater when it came out, and as a big fan of the first movie, didn't meet expectations. Today is the start of Passover. Happy Passover to those who celebrate. Also, it's Earth Day.
Oh.
I feel good about that because this morning, before I came to the radio station, I took my recycling out. I've done my part. You're welcome, Earth. I gotta say, one of my favorite planets.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm more of a Saturn fella.
Video went viral on the weekend. It was a guy at the Rogers Center at a Jays game, and he was just zooming in on the food and drink prices. If you're going to purchase a little snack or have yourself a beer, it's going to cost you a lot of money. This is the one that's getting the most attention. Footlong hot dog with souvenir draft, $30.78 for a beer and a hot dog.
It's expensive, but it's nothing new. A beer's been at least $15 for like 10 years, at least.
Yeah. It's always been more expensive to buy food and drinks.
Oh, man.
At a sporting event or a concert, right?
I went there for a bachelor party last September, last game of the season. And I was with five other people, so six beers, and you go up to get around, and you're like, "Geez, man!" Like,
oh, you're
it's
taking
over
turns,
yeah.
Buying rounds.
And then it comes down to you, and it all comes out in the wash. But when it comes to you, you're like, $130? Like, how did that happen?
But the thing the comments on this video, the thing I didn't realize is apparently you're allowed to bring your own food into the Rogers Center. A lot of people were like, yeah, it's expensive, but you don't have to buy it. You're allowed to bring your own food.
Really?
So I've gone to MLB.com/BlueJays/ballpark/food and beverage.
Okay.
And I have found this, Jim. Outside food and beverage. Rogers Center allows fans to bring outside food into the ballpark as long as the items are wrapped, bagged, or left inside a container to avoid spillage. Food containers must comply with bag policy and are soft-sided, small enough to fit under the fan's seat. Plastic bottles or cans holding 600 milliliters or less and non-alcoholic will be permitted into the Rogers Center.
Interesting. So you're not paying $10 for a bottle of water if you don't have to.
Fans are strictly prohibited from bringing outside alcohol into the Rogers Center. Plastic bottles holding more than 600 milliliters, glass bottles prohibited. So you can bring your own food.
This is awesome.
This is a game changer.
Obviously, they're not advertising this. There's no big, you know what I mean?
There's not a sign out front that says BYOF.
Oh, that's awesome. What if I bring a full turkey with like three beers shoved up its butt?
Again, alcoholic beverage is not allowed.
I put it inside. I wrap it in a non-spillable bag.
So you want a cooked turkey to be your alcohol mule?
Yeah, exactly. Like a turducken, but with beers up there instead. Or like a beer can turkey, just leave the turkey up there. Or the beer, I should say. I'm in.
Your daily dumper. As long as you don't get caught.
Yeah.
And the turkey's properly wrapped.
For sure. I think I can pull this off. I'm going
to
try.
We should send you to a Jays game to see if you can get an entire turkey. Would it fit under your seat? Probably.
It will, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be a turkey. It could be a smaller chicken. I don't care.
I want a full-size turkey. Okay. You're bringing a full-size turkey to the Blue Jays game.
Okay.
Just got a text message from one of our listeners. Says, Jim, I've been bringing my own food to the Rogers Center for years. Please, for the love of God, don't try to smuggle beers into a Blue Jays game inside of a cooked turkey. It will ruin it for others. This is why we can't have nice things.
Only if I get caught.
We got to do it.
I know. For sure. I mean, they might think, oh, these guys are crazy. They brought a cooked turkey. But what, you know, it might be such a crazy thing to bring in. They might not think we took it to another level on top of that.
They may just laugh it off. Yeah. We should stop talking about it because who knows who's listening, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to tip off security. They're going to have a picture of the turkey, like at every checkpoint.
Do not let the premises.
This bird.
But imagine, even just with the turkey. No, we get both the beer and the turkey, and imagine us like kings up in the nosebleeds with a turkey drumstick or drum, whatever you want to call it. Like
medieval times.
Oh, my God, dude.
Sharing the turkey with everyone in our section.
We'd be heroes. I have like the automatic knife. Meow. Cutting slices off for everybody.
Yeah, I don't know if you can bring the carving knife in. That's the problem. Yeah, knives. We have to carve the turkey with a plastic knife.
you'd cut up your poutine with or something.
Yeah. We'll make it work. Didn't know you're allowed to bring your own food into the Rogers Center. So if you're complaining about the food prices, stop it. Mm-hmm. Just bring a sandwich or a burrito or an entire turkey with a couple beers stuffed up the butt.
We'll try.
Emergency fire last night. This one was in London, and it was a flaming train rolling down the tracks in downtown London.
Sounds like an AC/DC song, really.
Flaming train!
That was...
rolling down the tracks!
We on fire! Luckily, no injuries as well, but the video of this is nuts because around 11 p.m. last night, the train was literally rolling down the tracks while five rail cars were on fire. They had old wooden railway ties on the back of five cars. I'm not sure how the fire started, but it was driving through the city with the flames shooting off the back of this thing.
Fortunately, it was just railway ties because, you know, trains, they have all sorts of flammable substances, chemicals that they transport. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it was just railway ties is a big few.
And the big time. And then it stopped. Once they got the train stopped, the flames were still going. The London Fire Department got it out, thankfully. But around that area, Pall Mall and Richmond, they were telling people to keep their windows closed around midnight just in case there were some fumes.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not, you don't want to breathe it regardless, but I think that window closed suggestion is over now.
You can open your windows in London. kudos to the fire department there for doing their thing. That would be a strange call to get. You know what it looks like? You know what? At Christmas, they do the holiday train with all the Christmas lights on it, and it rolls into town. It goes from town to town across the country. It's like the holiday train, but if the holiday was Halloween.
Yeah, or the apocalypse.
Or Devil's Night. Yeah, it looks like a train from hell.
Yeah, like it's on fire.
If you're a longtime listener of the program, you know Jim Kelly has quite the history when it comes to parking his vehicle and not paying the meter.
Mm-hmm. I would say had.
I'm
reformed.
You're reformed.
Well, I finally got underground parking. Like, there was a wait list at our building. So once I got underground parking, it changed the game. Instead of trying to, like, move my car around every morning, try to not get tickets.
For the longest time, Jim would park on the street, and then he would try to stay one step ahead of the meter readers, and he'd move his car at 9 o'clock, or he'd put money in the meter just long enough, and you would get a ton of parking tickets as well, but it was still cheaper than paying for a monthly parking pass.
Technically, I'm paying more now than I ever have. But it was stressful too, because every time you go to renew your license plate, you're like, oh my God, how many is it this year? $900? Not bad. Okay.
So it makes sense that you'd be following this story. Have you heard of barnacles? This is a new technology that is being utilized to fight illegal parking.
Yes. I've seen them in New York, and they've been around for a few years now, but there's like the classic car boot. We all remember from that Simpsons episode, if you weren't aware of them before that, but it goes on your tire and you can't move the car. It basically becomes immobile.
Yeah, clamps right on there.
Yeah.
And then Homer drives and it just rips up his whole front end of his car.
I've seen people on YouTube try the same thing. And you can kind of get moving, but it's going to ruin your car. It doesn't flip over, but like it will slide down the street, ruining the asphalt.
Yeah, it doesn't do wonders for the road either.
So basically, this thing is called a barnacle. Now, if you don't know that word, it's usually something that's stuck on the side of a boat hull. But this thing, it sticks to your window. It's almost like a giant yellow book. You unfold it, and the suction cups go right on the window. 450 kilograms of force, so you can't just pull them off. And you have to use a QR code, log in on your phone, pay your fines that exist before the barnacle will be removed from your car. They're using them now in Saskatchewan, specifically the University of Regina parking lots is kind of where they've started popping up in Canada. If you have over $199 worth of parking fines correlated with your vehicle's license plate and they see your vehicle back on the lot, it's not even that day. It doesn't even mean like that day that you didn't pay for your parking, but if you have a registered license plate that has parking fines on it they spot you, they will put that barnacle on you if you're in the University of Regina parking lot.
So you can't see out the front windshield of your vehicle. You could,
completely blinds you.
You could drive like Ace Ventura, though.
When he catches the bullet in his teeth?
Stick your head out the window?
Like a dog? Yeah, yeah, totally. That's a bit of a heat score. You got the barnacle on the window, your head out. But yeah, you could probably get home. However, they have your license on file. I don't know for sure, but I would put a GPS tracker in that thing just in case if I was the barnacle creator. Now, you say, oh, well, it's the big deal. They're just in Saskatchewan. Well, a private parking company in Ontario has signed on officially to use the barnacles. I don't know if it's in park or what. It just, in this article, it says a private company in Ontario has signed on. So you'll probably start seeing them around here shortly.
You know what would be great? If you had so many parking tickets that it was cheaper for you just to get a new windshield.
I'm trying to think, because I had to replace a cracked one. I think it cost me $300, $400.
Right.
So, but again, it's tied to your license plate, so you can't, like, people have removed their tire and then put a spare on and then drove home with the car boot, but you're still getting dinged. Now you get fined for stealing property if you take it with you. But I do love the little tricks that people are trying to get it off, like with different life hacks, I guess. Like, some people say that if you turn on the defroster on full heat for a while, the suction cup loosens. Okay. They also say if you get a credit card around the perimeter and kind of can break the seal a little bit,
right,
then the suction loses its power and you can get it off. I don't know if any of that's true, but everybody's trying to get it off now.
I hear you got to smear peanut butter and toothpaste on it.
What if when you park, you just put your Vaseline all on your front windshield?
You'll lube up the windshield before you go in the building.
And now, the winner
is Peacock.
I want to see your peacock.
peacock. You're peacock.
You're a peacock. You're a peacock. You're a peacock.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Devin Peacock is here. I sense that you got a bad case of the Mondays, Dev.
Maybe a little bit. Listen, I mean, here's the thing.
The fact the Leafs lost on Saturday, not helping.
No, it doesn't. But here's the thing. Like, I'm just more annoyed this year than I think previous years. And it hasn't even been that bad by all the Leaf haters. I think we've got to the point where the Leaf haters are as obnoxious as Leaf fans.
More.
I've been saying this for a long time. But this high and mightiness of these, you know, Bruins fans, Habs fans, not in the playoffs. Red Wings fans, not in the playoffs. Senators fans, not in the playoffs. Like, who are just so smug about the Leafs and, oh, you know, lose first game against the Bruins again. Like,
It's like Schadenfreude. They love, they're getting off on people not being happy, and it's disturbing.
I think they love hating the Leafs more than they enjoy cheering for their own team.
Yeah, maybe.
So, like, it's just, like, are Leaf fans obnoxious? Of course they are. But all fans are obnoxious. But all like, Leaf fans, here's the thing. I don't care about the Bruins, you know? I don't care about the Canucks. I don't care about the Oilers. I don't care what you guys do.
Oh, you don't care how they perform.
Unless they're playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, you don't care about those hockey teams.
I don't hate watch your team. You hate watch mine. That's why we're the best.
Yeah, that's right, Dev.
Well, it's definitely not because you win Stanley Cups.
It's not skill based. It's hate based.
Yeah, that was a bummer. But you think tonight could be a different story, Dev?
I think so. I mean, they shouldn't have to always bounce back. Like, for once, guys. Like, because they were talking yesterday.
Get out ahead of it.
Score first.
Like, they were talking about, you know what, we've bounced back all year long. It's okay. If you've been bouncing back all year long, could you maybe possibly just try this thing where you win first so you don't have to bounce back all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Last night, during American Idol, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced. These are some of the rockier artists who are going to be in the Hall of Fame.
All aboard!
Ozzy.
Going after rails on a crazy train.
He's in there with Black Sabbath. How's he not in there by himself? Peter Frampton. What was the parody song you did to Jukebox Hero?
Oh, Beer League Hero.
Beer League Hero. Yeah. We should play that. It's almost Beer League season. All three of those artists, it's kind of surprising that they're not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Legends.
Can't put them all in right away. You need something to talk about every year for these guys.
You got to drag it out. Here's some more artists that aren't as rocky going in there. Cher. Hard Not to Dance to Cool in the Gang. Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. is in the spot tonight, and I'm gonna make you feel alright.
Can I kick it?
A Tribe Called Quest.
Lost for you, I'm so lost for you.
And the Dave Matthews Band.
I'm still putting them in the rock category.
Yeah, they rock. They don't rock hard, but
they rock enough.
Yeah, I've seen a couple Dave Matthews Band shows.
There's a lot of Dave Matthews haters. It's like one of those bands maybe that got too popular for their own good. I don't know, but I was a casual fan, but I saw some live DVD footage of them playing. I'm like, okay, these guys are awesome.
When the horns kick in?
Oh, that's sweet.
Arts Mansion? Ants Marching? Arts Mansion? Got to get into some Dave Matthews Band, especially this past weekend being 420.
They're
a good band to listen to when you're in that state of mind. The induction ceremony is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio, October 19th. It will stream live on Disney+, which is new. Jim, I've got to thank you for causing me to sit on my couch for 8 hours this past weekend.
What happened?
I don't want to set the world on fire.
You recommended the Amazon Prime show Fallout to me last week.
You watched 8 hours of it?
I watched all 8 episodes.
Okay, when you say you got stuck on your couch for 8 hours, I thought, did I give Taz an edible for 420 or something? But okay. You weren't stuck technically, but you were sucked in, eh?
What a show. You're right. It's awesome. What did you think of the ending?
Oh, I'm only 2 episodes in.
What?
I don't know about the ending.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give any spoilers. Okay. I had never even played the video game Fallout. Mm-hmm. I'd heard of it. I knew that people who were into that game were really into that game.
Mm-hmm.
But the show was fantastic.
Yeah, I have played the video games. Like, there's a bunch of them. I've probably played 4 of them at least. I love anything post-apocalyptic, you know? Yeah. That's like one of my favorite genres of television or movie. It's so interesting every time. Like, how do they survive? What would the world look like? I love it. I'm a sucker for it.
It was a really well-done series. Highly recommended. When the Leafs were down Saturday night, when the Leafs were down 3-0, I figured, you know what? I'm going to watch the rest of Fallout.
This is depressing. Let me go watch the nuclear Fallout after the bomb drops. So cheer me up a little.
Cheer me up, yeah. That's a good show, though. Is the game, should I go back now and play the video game? Is it like the show? Are the characters in the show in the game? Do you know?
Not the specific characters, but, you know, there's people who come from the vault. So that's the character you are. You like live underground for, you're generationally, your family lived underground for 200 years, and then you come out of the vault. That's basically how they all start.
Into the wasteland.
So there's like, yeah, there's the different factions and stuff like that in the video games, but they're all new characters, I think.
Are they difficult to play?
Well, there's easy. There's have different difficulty levels.
That's my problem with
Fallout 4 if you want.
My problem with video games nowadays is there's too many buttons. We were talking about this earlier in the show. My wife has been text messaging me when I'm in the basement, or now that it's nice out, I'm outside in the backyard. I'll get a text message. Hey, dinner's ready. It's like, okay, well, open a window or a door and yell, dinner's ready. Send the kids out to get me. I like the personal touch. I'm not a big fan of the text messaging, well, you're in my vicinity.
What if the personal touch is a heart emoji with a fork emoji?
Yeah, or like a peach and an eggplant.
What kind of dinner are we having, honey?
But we've got some messages here on the topic. What are people saying?
I 100% agree with you, Taz. Hate the text. Another one says, my wife does the same thing and it drives me nuts. And you were wondering if it was a generational thing, Taz?
Yeah, yeah.
Guy says, I'm 32 and I'm with Taz. I love when the wife or kids open the patio door and yell, supper's ready. Another text says, uh-oh, Taz, that's a sign of trouble. Trouble in paradise.
Is my marriage in jeopardy? Is this the first sign?
Next thing you know, the dinner will be just hot dogs thawing out in the kitchen sink.
Make your own damn dinner. Just got a text message. Make your own damn dinner.
Here's one. This is kind of interesting. Taz, our teenage son's bedroom is in the basement, and I hate yelling to get his attention. So I got a wireless doorbell, and the receiver is in his room, and the button is at the top of the stairs. So if I need him or to give him a heads up, I'm coming down to his room, I ring the doorbell.
That's pretty brilliant, actually.
It's kind of interesting.
And yeah, with a teenage kid, alerting them that you may be entering their room with a doorbell is probably a smart idea.
Because it used to be just stomp up the stairs. I sure hope nobody thinks they have privacy right now. So what are you going to do with a doorbell, though? Like, put it on a hat?
Yeah, I'm going to start wearing a doorbell receiver on my belt, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like a big beeper.